Joining us now, Sky Racing caller Mitch Matters. Mitch, morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, well, thanks. I think just on the back of that conversation, it feels like New South Wales really don't know who to pick. Queensland's got their 17 almost all sorted, and we'll win another series.
I'll take your bet.
Just a sickening comment. You're not the only Queensland listener who's been chuckling listening to us, you know, talk about various players throughout the last week or so.
Even more confident that Loz is going to front up in the betting stakes because he can stop one. So
yeah, no, I can. I grant you that, Mitch. I grant you that. But no, it's exciting that Origin's just around the corner, and
I agree.
The way I like to look at it is we've got options and plenty of good options.
I agree with Meadow. Birdo's probably playing his best football the last month. Well, the whole doggy side is, but he's certainly in the mix for a number six for New South Wales. The way that the form that he's in over the last few weeks.
All right, we need some form as far as the Brisbane Carnival is concerned, because it all starts with the Victory Stakes this weekend, and there's an all-in market there with Tab. Uncommon James is the $3 favourite. Bring it on. The Carnival starts Saturday, Mitch.
Yeah. At this stage, it's looking like a small field for Saturday's Victory Stakes. Last look at the acceptance is a field of 9. Uncommon James. James McDonald booked to ride. He's here, there and everywhere, J-Mac, but he's taken the opportunity to ride the horse for Steve O'Day and Matt Hoisted. Look, off what the final field is probably likely to look like this morning, I think $3 is probably a good price off his run in the Galaxy. Wait for Age, 1200, back to Eagle Farm, and some of these are sort of only just getting warmed up for their campaigns. A horse like Antino needs 7 furlongs or a mile to do his best. Golden Mile sharply back in trip if they opt to accept this morning. So I think $3 is probably a very good price, providing he gets a good draw. So that's the Victory Stakes. The Queensland Guineas is also on Saturday. It is looking like a capacity field where Ducasse and Port Lockroy equal favourites at $6. Very wide open market, very even sort of a three-year-old race that Queensland Guineas. So it all kicks off the group racing this weekend.
I see the Hollandale's been moved to the Sunshine Coast, has it?
Yeah. Loz put some horses over the course proper here last week. It was a tough call for the club. Obviously, we would have liked to have run it here at the Gold Coast, but for the best interest of the participants and in the industry, and how good that meeting is and how much it creates a pathway for all the horses through the Oaks, for the bracelets, for the three-year-old filly series, the two-year-olds and the Ken Russell, the Hollandale towards the Doomben Cup. We thought it was best to make that call to move at the Sunshine Coast like it was run last year while the track was getting renovated. And Cascadian, who was meant to trial yesterday at Randwick, and just hopefully he's still heading this way. He was scratched at the trials, but he's a dominant favourite for both the Hollandale and Doomben Cup, and he would certainly add plenty of interest in the race if he's to head north. We believe it's his sort of farewell preparation, a Hollandale and a Doomben Cup, and that would be his swan song. And what a good horse he's been, and what a good horse he would be for those two races. So Cascadian, the current favourite for both the Hollandale and the Doomben Cup.
Any tips for us today in Ipswich, Mitch?
Yeah, Josh, race 1, number 5, Exceller. It's going to beat the favourite, who's around even money, but this filly's got good ability. She should have won on debut at Eagle Farm in a Saturday 2-year-old race. She's very quick. Saw her at the recent trials here at the Gold Coast. A half mile on first up is certainly right in her wheelhouse. She then ran 5th in a stakes race before going for a break. Her recent trial here at the Coast was very sharp. And I think she can beat the favourite at the $3.30 quote, and there's been good support for her earlier today. So race 1, number 5, Exceller.
$3.30 currently with Tab. Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, boys.